This is Spoken Gospel. We're dedicated to seeing Jesus in all of Scripture. In each episode, we see what's happening in a biblical text and how it sheds light on Jesus and his gospel. Let's jump in. Israel has made it out of Egypt. They are now traveling to Mount Sinai, where God first spoke to Moses in the burning bush. But on their way, they begin to complain that they are hungry. They start blaming Moses and even regretting the fact that God freed them from slavery. But despite their lack of appreciation and faith, God is still faithful. He sends bread from heaven in the morning and quail from heaven in the evening. The people are allowed to gather as much as they need for their family, but they are not to keep any food overnight. God wanted them to trust that he would provide what they needed every single day. There was one exception to the rule of not keeping any leftovers. On the seventh day of the week, the people were to rest from all their work, even just gathering food. This day of rest was called the Sabbath. It was a weekly reminder that the people can rest from their work because God will provide. So, on the day before the Sabbath, they were allowed to gather twice as much as they needed to keep it for the next day. But even with this double provision, people still went out and searched for more food on the day of rest. They did not trust God to provide. In the Gospel of John, Jesus teaches that there is a truer bread from heaven when he says, "I am the bread of life." The truest bread from heaven is Jesus himself. It is his body that he gave for us on the cross. For the Israelites ate the bread from heaven, but still grew old and died. But anyone who eats of Jesus, the true bread, will never die. That is because Jesus died to give us his life. But how do we eat Jesus? We believe in him. This truth leads us to finally take our true Sabbath rest every single day of our lives. We do not have a scarcity of salvation. We are fully saved in Christ. We do not need to hoard up merits or favor with God for a rainy day when we happen to sin more than usual. Jesus' blood is new every morning and purifies us daily. We can enter into a perpetual Sabbath rest. We can rest from our laborious work. We do not have to earn our salvation. We can rest in the fact that it is finished. So I pray that the Holy Spirit would give you eyes to see a God who always provides exactly what his people need because he wants to give them peace, and that you would see Jesus as the bread of life who brings us our final Sabbath rest. Thank you for listening to Jesus in All of the Bible, a Spoken Gospel podcast. Spoken Gospel is a nonprofit dedicated to speaking the gospel out of every corner of Scripture. For more information or to view all of our free resources, visit SpokenGospel.com.